This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden travels to Wisconsin today, a battleground state, to press his economic message and other themes from last night's State of the Union address. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The president offered a reassuring assessment of the nation's condition.
2 years ago, democracy faced its greatest threats in civil war, and today, though bruised, our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken.
And he says,
we're writing the next chapter in the great American story, a story of progress and resilience.
He also made an appeal to Republicans.
Yes, we disagreed plenty. And yes, there were times when Democrats went alone. But time and again, Democrats and Republicans came together.
Still, there was some heckling from the Republican side, such as when he said,
some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
Republicans jumped to their feet to object. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders delivered the Republican response to the president's speech last night.
His administration has been completely hijacked by the radical left. The dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy.
President Biden mentioned China at least seven times last night in his address. This morning, China says it was smeared in the State of the Union address. Ukraine's President Zelensky is visiting Britain today, say officials there. The UK is one of the biggest military backers of Ukraine. A sad update now on the earthquake that slammed into Turkey and Syria. More than 9,500 people are now known dead. Rescuers are continuing to search through the rubble. LeBron James is the NBA's new career-scoring leader after the Lakers game last night against Oklahoma City. His career total, 38,388 points. This is AP News. New revelations from documents about what a Memphis police officer did after Tyre Nichols was beaten by police.
There are more shocking revelations in the brutal beating death of Tyre Nichols. Documents say one Memphis police officer accused of beating the 29-year-old man took photos and sent them to other officers and a female acquaintance. The documents released by the Tennessee Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission say Demetrius Haley stood over Nichols as he lay bloodied and propped up against a police car and took the photos. In a request that Haley and four other officers charged with second-degree murder be decertified, the Memphis Police Department wrote, "Your on-duty conduct was unjustly, blatantly unprofessional and unbecoming for a sworn public servant." Haley's lawyer declined to comment. I'm Donna Water.
The Dow gained 265 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.